Let's see what we've done here now. I choose to live what I believe. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. I choose to live what I believe. Now, that's not always an easy thing to do. And the reason it's not always an easy thing to do is that I am surrounded by people who choose not to live what they say they believe. Now, why do I let this disturb me? Why do I let this upset me? Why do I let this direct my thinking and cause me to think in areas that I do not say, at least I say, I do not believe in? Well, because I have not trained my mind, trained my thinking to be consistent in what I believe. Now, can you imagine what would happen if I went to school and my teacher said 2 times 2 is 4? And I accepted 2 times 2 is 4, and I said 2 times 2 is 4, and then I became an architect, and in drawing my buildings, I had to realize that 2 times 2 is 4. I had to realize the basic considerations of mathematics, the laws of mathematics, the principles of mathematics must be exercised in the construction and the drawing and the creation of this wonderful building. Now, any time I choose not to follow the principle of mathematics in drawing this architectural structure, I'm going to find that structure to be out of balance, that structure to be out of focus, that structure to be non-functional. Whatever that structure is going to be, and who knows what that structure is going to be. Because when you have a principle, and you guide your life by that principle, then everything in your life works according to that principle. Now, that principle may be something that is not good. I hate me, I hate me, I hate me. No, that's the principle. If I say that, then I am going to hate myself. All the cells of my body are going to malfunction because they are hated. All the actions of my life are going to malfunction because they are hated. Now, if I say another principle, I like me, 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 I am a wonderful person, I am a thoughtful, courteous, kind, loving person, I like me, I like me, I like me, that principle is going to bring forth the results of I like me. It's just as simple as that. Now, we know that. We know 2 times 2 is 4, and we know the principle of mathematics functions, and it always functions. There is never a time the principle of mathematics fails us when we use the principle of mathematics according to its very special, beautiful, wonderful way. Now, I choose to live what I believe. Now, I believe that this is a wonderful world. Oh, what a happy time I have living in this wonderful world. I choose to believe I live in a wonderful body. Oh, yes. Oh, little problems come up in my body. Just give me an opportunity to say, I choose to live what I believe. I am whole and perfect. I am wonderful. I am fantastic. And if I go around telling other people that I have this problem or that problem, I have this disease or that disease, I have this hang-up or that hang-up, those people are going to help me to continue having that hang-up, those hang-ups. Now, is that what I really want? Is that what turns me on? Is that what gives me the great hurrah of life? Well, I really don't think so. To choose to live what I believe, it's not the difficult thing, but it's a very definite thing. Every moment of my life must be impressed with what I believe. Now, if I let a little hurt come and I say, oh dear, dear, or if I say, I'm whole and perfect, and then I go on with something else and I forget it, that hurt is gone. Now you say, it doesn't always work. No, that's because sometimes we've let that negative attitude get a little upper hand with us. We let that contrary attitude say that that is the truth about us. And when we know the truth about us, we know that we are limited, that we are only human, that we are never going to achieve the greatness and wonder and magic that a divine person could be. Oh, my goodness. Yes. My goodness. Have you ever missed the word divine in your life? Have you ever missed saying it? Have you said, told yourself, I am ideal, I am spiritually whole and perfect, I am wonderful, I am magnificent, I am great, I am glorious, I am good? You don't miss anything. The only time you miss anything in your life is when you are not in the flow of the know. Now, get in the flow of the know on everything that you believe. Get in the flow of the know on everything that is glorious and good and wonderful and fantastic. Get in the flow of the know of all those things that are your reality. And as you get into the flow of the know of all those things that are your reality, then those are the things that will continue to be in your reality. It means every single moment of my life, I say to myself, I am wonderful. Every single moment of my life, I say, I am a grand and glorious person. Every single moment of my life, I say that this is a fantastic world I live in, and I am so happy to be living in this fantastic world, because this world is more wonderful than anything I could ever have imagined. This world is more wonderful than anything I could ever have dreamed of. And I keep saying how wonderful this world is. I keep saying how great this world is. I keep saying who and what I am and why I am what I am. And I keep saying, this is a great and wonderful world. I choose to live what I believe. Yes, it's raining outside. How glorious. The sun is shining outside. How glorious. The moon is up. How wonderful. The sun is up. How wonderful. The world is great and wonderful and fantastic and good, and how wonderful. Every single person in my world is good. Now, some people in my world may have been treating me unkindly. And I look at them and I think to myself, hey, they're treating me unkindly. And as I think those things, they treat me unkindly. And then I say, ha, 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 you can't do that to me. You can't do that to me. I won't accept that. They're acting unkindly toward me. And I say, I love you. I think you're wonderful. And it's not that I don't care what you do. It's not that I don't care the things that you're doing to sort of put me down or ignore me or whatever. That's not the point. I love you. And I love you with so much love that it does not include being put down. It does not include anything contrary to our ideal relationship, our ideal friendship, our ideal oneness. Nothing can ever stop that. I have always loved you, and I always will love you. I have always loved me, and I always will love me. I have always loved the world, and I always will love the world. I have always loved life, and I always will love life. That's what it's all about. I cannot from one moment to another be dancing back and forth between the rhythm of loving and not loving. I haven't that capacity. I haven't the time to do that. I haven't the interest to do that. I always say, all is in divine order. I always say, I choose to live what I believe. And I believe this is a great and glorious world. I believe I am a wonderful person. I believe this is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And I believe that my love, and I don't have to tell anybody about it, I believe that my love for that person who doesn't like me just sort of melts that don't like me away, because what was once there is still there. If that person thinks that I'm doing something wrong, I believe all is in divine order, but I'll make sure that I do what I think is right. I make sure that I love and I like me, And when I like me, I like everyone in my world the way I like me. And everybody in my world just sparkles forth in that like me. Yes, I choose to live what I believe. And if I don't choose to live what I believe, that all the world is good and very good and all the people in it are fantastic and glorious and wonderful, and that's all that matters. Yes, that's all that matters. And it's all that ever matters, and it's all that ever will matter, because I am the master of who I am. I am the master of my world. I choose to live what I believe. Could I do any better? Could I do any more wonderful thing than to choose to live what I believe? Could I choose to make my life more fantastic than to believe what I believe? Not really. For when I believe what I believe, all the world is a glorious, wonderful, fabulous, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, that's it. See, I choose to live what I believe. Now, I kept after that phrase until it came out right. I am supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I am supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Now, I could have slipped that phrase away and just not tried to get it right, but I choose to always do everything right. I choose to always say everything right. I choose to always love everybody in my world with my unconditional love that does not allow for anything other than unconditional. And that is wonderful. That's who I am, and that's what I am. Now, over my lifetime, I have had many, many, many friends. And they all liked my attention, and I liked their attention. I must admit that. And all these friends that I've had over my lifetime, I sometimes give them attention, and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I think about them, and sometimes I don't. And when I think about them, and I think about something that is not perfect, I'm empowering that. And I will not allow myself ever to think of anything or anybody in my life that is not perfect. Only that which is perfect. And when I'm thinking only that which is perfect about everybody in my life and in my world, you know what happens? Everybody in my life and in my world is perfect. Now, when I think about my body, everything about my body is beautiful and perfect. And when I think my body's got a problem, well, you know and behold, it has. I choose to live what I believe. So I am very careful to choose to live in my ideal body. In my ideal body, in my ideal body, my perfect body. I like me, I like me, I like me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I choose to surround myself with friends whom I've had from childhood on. Every single friend that I've ever had in my life is always a friend. They're not a friend just because, but they're always a friend because I think of them as a friend. I think of them as wonderful. I think of them as glorious. I think of them as fantastic. And do I think I have a friend of my body? Then my body is fantastic. Have you ever thought of kissing your foot? Have you ever thought of kissing your hand? Have you ever thought, what happens when a lady puts her hand out and a man kisses it? She says, oh, thank you. She says, oh, a gentleman. Oh, how silly we are. We know that we feel great when someone kisses us. Well, why not kiss ourselves? Kiss yourself from head to foot. Every single organ, action, function of your body, kiss it, kiss it, kiss it. And every ounce, every measure of skin, the biggest organ of your body, kiss it, kiss it, kiss it. Yes. And make sure that it's always fresh and clean. And kiss it, kiss it, kiss it. Really kiss it. Don't lick it. Don't do something silly. Just kiss it and say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And if there's an organ action or function or aspect of your body that needs a special kiss because it wasn't quite up to it, say, I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you knee, I love you this, I love you, ho, ho, ho. And believe it or not, I choose to live what I believe, and when I choose to live what I believe, those things all work out in divine order. They all work out heavenly. They all work out fantastic. They all work out just the way they should, because that's what really matters. And since that's what really matters, that's all that matters. I choose to live what I believe. I know you do too. I love you. I love you. I love you.